Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
And when it was day, certain of the Jews banded together and bound themselves under a curse, saying that they would neither eat nor drink till they killed Paul. And they were more than 40 which had made this conspiracy. And you read the rest of that, you know the rest of the story. Paul had to escape. They were told the things about Paul. But there were 40 guys that come in, we're going to kill Paul, and then we're not going to eat or drink till we kill him. Well, I don't know what the rest of that story was after Paul escaped. I just wonder if they started eating and drinking again. The Bible does not say. But the point is, people were wanting to kill him. 2 Corinthians chapter number 4. Begin verse number 8. Paul is speaking. But we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body of the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered, for we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake. In other words, every day, this possibility of us dying, it's real. That the life also of Jesus might be made manifest, might be made known in our mortal flesh. So then death worketh in us, but life in you. And it goes on, and he talks about cast down, be not forsaken. And then we see in 1 Corinthians chapter number 11, beginning in verse number, just go to verse number 23. 2 Corinthians 11, 23. Again, Paul is talking about some of the perils, the difficulties that he faced in his own ministry. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool, I am more. In labors, more abundant. In stripes, above measure. In other words, I've been beaten so many times I can't count them. In prisons, more frequent. In deaths, notice he used that word plural. Deaths, oft. Often he was faced with this issue of death. Always there. Of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one, literally 39 times, because you know the history there. That 40th time, many times, would be the death blow. People were being tortured and all, and these guys who could flag, what's that word?
Flog,
okay. They were so good at their job, they knew at what point they could stop before they killed them, but at the 40th stripe, they could actually kill, take somebody's life. And that's why I said save one. They stopped at 39 because at 40, I could have died. Anyway, he's just talking about some of the things he's going through. Thrice, I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. I believe that was at Lystra. Remember, he was at Lystra. He was left for dead, and that's when he went up to the third heaven. Thrice, I suffered shipwreck. A day, a night, and a day, I've been in the deep. In journeys often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen. When I read this, remember that preacher? He always said, you say he had some kind of handicap. He said, you think you got problems. He had some muscular dystrophy. What was his name? Who?
David Ring.
You know, I heard him preach a couple of times. Yeah, he had, was it muscular dystrophy? Yeah, Hank, you got problems, you know. And he preached. Well, when I read this, we think we have problems, you know. What Paul the apostle went through almost daily in his life, and we're reading some of these. In perils of robbers, in perils by my own countrymen, the Jewish people, others who just, and also in perils by the heathen. Not just the Jews, but also the Gentiles. In perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea. It didn't matter where he went, land or sea. Wherever he went, in the wilderness, in the desert, tried to get away. It didn't matter. People were always trying to take his life, and in perils among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness and watchings often, in hunger and in thirst and fastings often, in cold and nakedness. This is one of my favorite verses in all of this. Besides those things that are without, all those things that have been mentioned, all those persecutions, the beatings, the shipwrecks, the robbers, all these things that happened to him on the outside, so to speak, physically, he makes a statement, that which cometh upon me daily, the inside, the care of all the churches. He actually, what he's saying, those things I could handle. But you know what was even harder on me? It's the care of the churches, which is very interesting. Yo, thank you, got problems. As a pastor, there's not a greater calling in all the world than being a pastor. Amen and amen. Nothing greater, but nothing with more responsibilities in all the world than being a pastor. We have missionaries here. Something greater than being a missionary, not in you know what I'm talking about, okay, is being a pastor. Because of the call of God that's upon you and the responsibilities now that you have to the missionaries. Are you following what I'm talking about? We're all on the same grounds level for the cross. But when we talk about responsibilities and all, and this is what Paul's talking about the care of the churches, the Apostle Paul, as he dealt with these churches, man, church at Corinth. Had to deal with them. And I poured myself out to you churches. And now here you are, you don't even think I'm an apostle. It's interesting when he talks about this. I'm in constant peril of my life. Paul's life was always on the line. And there was always people out there to kill him. And we read some of the examples. Charles Haddon Spurgeon gave 7 steps to dying daily in a sermon titled, he preached a sermon titled, Dying Daily. Here are the 7 steps to dying daily. Number 1, every day we're to consider the certainty of death. Every day I read in my personal, I told you before, I have 4 devotional books that I read through. One of them is a devotional in the book of Ecclesiastes. I read again this morning on Ecclesiastes, and it talks through Ecclesiastes about dying and death. And the verse this morning, it talks about a man dies and an animal dies. It's all the same. But from an earthly standpoint, we're all going to die. Death is a certainty. Now, from God's standpoint, from heaven, it's completely different. But as that preacher's talking about in Ecclesiastes, we're all going to die. There's that certainty of death. As a matter of fact, he says in that verse, who can knoweth where the spirit goes? Who knows these things? You know, really, for really. Well, Charles Haddon Spurgeon said, 1, every day consider the certainty of death. Now, it doesn't mean you live in fear, but just realize that we're not promised tomorrow. That's what he's saying, the certainty of death. 2, by faith, put your soul through the whole process of death. In other words, this, if I die, where am I going? I have no need to fear. I'm going to heaven. So that was the point there. By faith, know that when and if we do die, where will we be? 3, I love this one. Hold this world with a loose hand. You know what he's saying? Don't hold on tight. Because when you go, in Ecclesiastes and in the book of Job, I read that, you ain't taking it with you. How much do you leave behind? Everything.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, for now, until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.